What can you do in a car when you're driving between Limerick and Cork on a dirty, dark night? Your child is asleep in the back seat. You have no other company other than the windscreen wipers. And you've listened to so much Kate Bush that you can't bear to hear any more of that wonderful woman in case you go off her. What can you do? You've passed through Charleville. You're heading for Buttevant. Somewhere ahead of you on the road is New Two-Pot House. And it's hard to see. These Irish roads are special. They're unmaintained. They're unstraight. They're potholed. And they've got caution, sharp bend ahead in front of them. And I've got one thing on my mind, really, that I'd like to share. And it's about poetry. And it's about the experience of recording the epic poem in 33 cantos and being very close to the end. And it's been a journey, a long journey, and there are more twists and turns in the epic poem journey to come yet. But I'm getting close to the end of the first audio recording of the piece. And of course I'm saying to myself, what am I going to do with the audio recording when it's all made? How long will it last? How long did it take me to record it all? It's been my first effort at recording an epic poem. In fact, it's the first epic poem I've ever written. But it's... I wonder what people who've listened to it have thought of it. Poetry is often leaves people silent. Leaves people unsure what to say. Of course, there's no need to say anything. I do it for the love of it. Well, to be truthful, the epic poem was done during a time of great anger. I wanted to put the anger to productive use. If you've listened to any of it, you'll have picked up the voice of an angry poet. I think it's 31 of them read, and it means there's only two more to go. And then I will have, to use Seth Godin's phrase, shipped the lot of it. And the reading of the poem has shown me many mistakes in the poem. There have been typos. There have been things that aren't clear. So the reading has been a great way of helping me with moving to the next stage in the life of the poem. I have an idea that I will try to illustrate it, or have it illustrated, with the help of some cartoonists and other illustrators. Turn it into some sort of multimedia book, or maybe even a hardcovered book with illustrations. So that's it. I've got to, where have I got to now? I've certainly got to a place that I've got to a sign that says left to Donerail and right to Ballyclock. And I'm coming into New two-pot house. I never cease to be amused at the name of a place called New Two-Pot House. It's all one word, by the way. And very few cars going in the direction of Cork. There are some going in the direction of Limerick. It's 100 kilometres per hour, the speed limit. I'm going at 85. And the rain is still coming on. And I have to keep turning my headlights off and on, off and on, like the windscreen wipers. And I just wanted to talk. And it's a kind of personal therapy, really. This is the equivalent of doing in the car what I do with the dog on a nightly walk. It'll be good to get back home. Thank you for just being there, and a special thank you to all the business development people, the gang at Audio Boo. A special thanks to Mark Rock. Thank you all. I really don't know where I'd be without you. Bye.